morning. When I first started working as the Director of Religious Exploration, I was asked to write a brief statement for our Boof Works publication. It was to be included on a single page with numerous pictures taken at a multi-generational gathering the month before. The person stewarding the publication asked me to be brief because the ideal would be to have the pictures speak for themselves. Me, be brief. I have struggled for many months to keep my monthly newsletter article below 250 words. Thinking that this was my first real challenge of my new ministry, I set to work. I looked at the pictures of all the beautiful faces of the children and youth and many volunteers being in community together. I thought about why I felt called to this ministry, and these words came to me. Boise Unitarian Universalist Fellowship's Religious Exploration Program is a magical place where you can find your inner whimsy, wonder, and awe, where children are wise and adults can play. Our congregation is a part of something miraculous within the greater Unitarian Universalist community, our Treasure Valley community, and within each of us. As I continue on this new journey of mine, I invite all of you to come along for the ride and to help me make the Boise Unitarian Universalist Fellowship's Religious Exploration Program a shining star in our community and our hearts. In our call to worship this morning, Kenneth Patton writes, "Let us worship with the opening of all the windows of our being, with the full outstretching of our spirits." About a year ago, my husband Paul and I were driving to church. We live on a pretty steep street, and we were just starting down the hill. In front of us was a young man in his teens riding his bicycle down the hill. As we approached him, I noticed that he wasn't wearing a helmet, and he wasn't holding on to the handlebars. My mom, Jean, kicked in, and I started to comment on how unsafe and irresponsible he was being. But I stopped before the words came out of my mouth because there was something more. When I let go of all the judgmental voices in my head and let myself be with this young man, my heart opened up. What I saw was joy, exhilaration, and grace. No hands, racing down the hill, wind in his face, perfect balance, speed, freedom to be in the moment and of the moment, to enjoy. Paul and I joined in. As we passed him and pulled in front, we opened our windows, put our arms out, reveling in the cool air and the shared spirit of adventure. The outstretching of spirits is what our Children's Religious Exploration Program is all about. It's about the children and youth exploring with guides and advisors from our loving and living community. It's about those guides and advisors outstretching themselves, even if they don't think of themselves as capable of being a religious guide. It's the guides and advisors letting go and being with our young people. Our children and youth are a gift. They come here with open minds, loving hearts, and helping hands, to quote our children's chalice lighting words. When they are in their classrooms, whether it's in our wondrous wings or outside on our incredible grounds, they think, discover, explore, and enjoy. The big questions that we ask in this room are also asked in our classrooms. The searching for answers looks a bit different and involves more movement and play, but the asking and the exploring for those answers goes on all the same. These children have a lot going on inside and out. We adults assume that our children enter this faith home with fewer of the world's sorrows and troubles than we do. But it's not always the case that they do. A few weeks ago, one of our summer guides was substituting in a class. She was pushing through the beginning of the lesson because she was trying to get to the fun activities and to get the children settled in and involved. This particular lesson had a time for sharing of joys and sorrows. So while the guide was concentrating on learning everyone's name, each child started to share. There were some grave sorrows shared, and it brought her up short. Each child is a part of many communities. Divorce, disease, accidents, and death are all a part of their lives. Children notice when things happen to family and friends, and in their school and our faith community, and it affects them. The little ones in the classroom had a lot going on in their lives, and the guide realized that it was time to be with them in this moment and give them the space they needed to share. She let go of what was to come and really paid attention to what was happening now. She came out of that classroom with a deeper sense of community and faith than when she went in. Our children may hold their joys and sorrows differently, and they may not have had years for their reactions and feelings to have grown and developed. But our children's joys and sorrows and questions are real and out in front when we create a safe and caring environment for them to be brought out and spoken and acknowledged. When I was considering whether to apply for this position of Director of Religious Exploration, I did a lot of soul searching. I had been considering following in Elizabeth's footsteps and becoming a minister. The logistics of seminary were overwhelming and not a good fit for my family at that time. I searched my heart for what was important to me and what called to me. When I looked at all the things that I wanted to accomplish and be a part of, I realized that being a religious educator and explorer was everything I was looking for in a job and the way I wanted to live my life on a daily basis. My most reliable indicator for the right path is goosebumps. I get them when I've hit on something deep and elemental to my being. They came when I thought about working with children and youth on their exploratory journey through life and its wonders. Helping young people transition from life at home to life on their own, finding their way in the world. Working in a place and with people who recognize the importance of taking care of the earth and her resources. Working for an organization that honors diversity, works for justice, and strives to operate in a respectful and caring way in the community. And, as an added bonus, I thought it would be nice to work near the Greenbelt in a setting where I could connect with trees and water. I was thinking about our beloved community all along without even knowing it. The good work of this ministry, for it is indeed a ministry, feels like my calling and my path forward toward my own faith development and evolution. As the guide and enthusiastic participant of our children's religious exploration program, I not only minister to our children and their immediate families, but also to the congregation as a whole, as you are all involved as witnesses and participants in the children's spiritual growth and your own. My dream is for the religious exploration program to live out our congregation's vision and mission by being truly inclusive and respecting diversity, lifting hearts and minds and honoring the interconnected web of life, and fostering a caring community of religious exploration by creating opportunities to explore and worship together while nurturing growth and transformation. We guide our children to learn about justice and to practice it in their lives. I strive to operate this program in a soul-affirming and transformative manner. On any Sunday, there are over 20 adult volunteers working, playing, and exploring in our classrooms. These volunteers range in age from 18 to 70 and beyond. Sons and grandfathers, sisters and grandmothers, loving members of our beloved living community whose own children have long since moved away from home, or who don't have children and have adopted all of ours as an important part of their extended family. We have a mom whose oldest son has recently gone off to college, who volunteers in the same classroom on the last Sunday of every month. Her own children choose to stay at home on a Sunday morning, and she gives them that space. But she comes and connects with the children in this class. Every time I pop my head in to check in with the class, she's got a huge smile on her face, and she's loving every minute. Another volunteer, Sandy Cruz, accompanied our junior high youth on their inward journey through our coming-of-age program during last year as a mentor, and then accompanied some of that same group of youth on our pilgrimage to Boston as a chaperone. She has no children in the program. I've even heard her say that she enjoys the quiet contemplation of the 9 o'clock service. Yet, There she was, bopping along with the teens in Boston, asking questions of them, truly listening to the answers, and being right there with them, together in the moment, as they discovered things about our faith tradition and themselves. She had a blast, and the youth loved her. This year, she's on a team of guides exploring the concepts of home and community with a group of preschoolers in one of our classrooms. There are countless stories and connections and transformations experienced by people in this congregation who never thought of themselves as guides until they took that leap of faith and connected with a child in our religious exploration program. They've been classroom volunteers, helpers at an RE event like Dia de los Muertos, had held a child in the nursery, mentored a coming-of-age youth, or chaperoned a youth trip. There are all kinds of opportunities to stretch out and spread your spiritual wings. Are you tired? Is your spiritual compass a bit out of whack? Come, get your batteries charged and renew your sense of spiritual direction. Since share your gifts of time and connection in a classroom of our younger spiritual guides. These children don't have our years and layers of experience and baggage. When they ask the big questions, they have a clear field of vision to explore through. We can just let go and listen and be with them and watch where they take us. We can just be and enjoy. There is a tremendous opportunity for guides, advisors, and other classroom volunteers to experience their own developing theology through their community ministry with our children and youth. Yes, I call our children spiritual guides. They can take us to places with fresh eyes inside ourselves we haven't seen. They experience the world with different interpretations and perspectives. Classic tales and well-worn stories become new again when a young person who has just heard them shares them with you for their first time. It is my dream that guides, advisors, and classroom volunteers in our religious exploration program will come to discover that the most powerful and profound personal faith development work they have ever done is in the good work they take on with our children and youth. We all need these young guides as much or more than they need us. Our adult religious education program deserves great amounts of respect and admiration for providing amazing opportunities for growth. Acknowledging and recognizing that, being a part at whatever level, as deep as you care to go in our children's religious exploration program, and being with the children and youth could be the best adult religious education experience you've ever had. In closing, Kenneth L. Patton writes, "Life comes with singing and laughter, with tears and confiding, with a rising wave too great to be held in mind and body and heart to those who have fallen in love with life. Let us worship and let us learn to love."